Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam Klam Mem Simon Yitzayim. So again, he's talking about issues which come up during the meal that they consider it some form of a hefsek. So here the example is a person who falls asleep. So a person who falls asleep, Emsa Suda, when is that considered a hefsek or a hesek hadas? You'd have to wash again. You'd have to wash again with a bracha or without a bracha. So it happens a person, I think with two scenarios, a person fell asleep in the middle of the meal, or a person actually went to lie down for a few moments. The person, let me lie down on the couch a few minutes in the middle of the meal. So Hamisnam name, Bamsa Suda, person who dozes off. So Pashas, he means he didn't intentionally go to bed, but he sort of started dozing off. So Pachas Misamach Nishmin in Sarach Netilo. So we find in regards to the issue of a person sleeping by day, that any sleep is less than Samach Nishmin does not need Netilo. So Machlok is how long Samach Nishmin is. And this is discussed in regards to the idea of a person shouldn't try and sleep during the day unless the person needs it. If a person sleeps less than Samach Nishmin, he does not need to wash his hands because of Baruch Ra. So Mr. Burr brings three shitas, how long it is. And Mr. Burr seems to go with the shear about 30 minutes. So a person sleeps less than 30 minutes, so in Tzark the Tilo. If a person sleeps more than 30, the shear of Samach Nishmin, arguments take 30 minutes. Afilu b'yoyim, Tzarech Netilat Yadayim g'mapame, mishum ruach ro. So that even a person sleeps by daytime, there's a concern of ruach ro, a person has to wash his hands, like Netilat Yadayim, which we do in the morning, which is creates a ruach ro. The Beis Yosef has a suffix, is the main source of Ruach Ra, the sleep, or the nighttime. And obviously there's two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is sleeping by day. The second nafkamina is being up by night without sleeping. He seems to hold that the main issue is nighttime, and therefore the Chumrah of Ruach Ra by day would not necessarily require Netilah by the bed, walking Dalai Lama without Netila, but a person does have to wash his hands, even if a person sleeps by day. The share of Samach Nishmin, a person has to wash his hands because of Ruach Ra. So that's regards to Ruach Ra issues, but regards to Suda issues, what's the halacha? Because Malkam, I feel Nenas Bishin Uzman Ma, Filo Erech Shah, Ain't Sarach Levarach El Netila. But even though this is true, a person has to wash, because of Ruach Ra, but that's a Ruach Ra issue in regards to this, the Tila for the Suda. The Chayyadim understands that one would not need to say a bracha. Now, the Chara, this is a form of Hesech Hadas. So the Chayyadim, in his footnote in the Nishmas Adam, discusses this at length, that even a situation of Hesech Hadas, a person does not need to wash again with a bracha. That's his shita. Now he said before in Siman Tesvav, the case where it's halach v'hiflig, that's a hesek hadas which requires another bracha. Excuse me, another bracha. But he proves that just sleep alone would not be mechayev another bracha. Where a person knows for sure that he touched the makom mechusa while he was sleeping. The also reason to wash, but the Chayyadim before said, even for that, one does not make a new bracha, because of the shita of the Marshal, because that we're not Machayev, a bracha, Bamsa Suda. Now, regards to the bracha Rishona, the Chayyadim will talk about it later on, whether a person needs a new bracha Rishona or not. But assuming that a case of a person with just nenas, Mishina, even a person sleeps for a longer period of time, according to Chayyadim, there is no need to make a new bracha Rishona even. I do want to point out one thing, that a person, I mentioned a case where a person steps out, that if it's halak v'hiflig, so he needs a new bracha around the hilsudayim. This is not l'chadchila that a person should do that. That just saying if a person did do that, what's the halacha? But that's for sure that l'chadchila, a person should not be in that situation where he's interrupting the meal by these type of activities, by touching a makom mechusa, by stepping out, by going to sleep, etc. And Simon Yechasi just points out that you only have to wash the hand in the case where the issue was because the hand became unclean. You only have to wash that hand and not both hands, as opposed to the beginning of the meal. We'll talk about that more, Bez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.